and you turn it.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. How are you feeling?
And then if you just leave.
Good, nice to see you today.
And then I'm also sitting right there. Okay.
Well, good morning, everyone.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Steve Hollitz. I'm the music director here. And we have a beautiful family service here this morning and some First Communions in communion service. There's a bunch of music that is not contained in the hymn book. And we have Leslie and Julia and Tim handing out those song sheets. The words will still be on the screens. But if you would like to have the music notation in front of you and participate at that level, that would be fantastic. And as a little feature, Duncan and I are going to play a little overture to the service. So all those three songs on the sheet, we're going to play for you just as a little opening prelude. We hope you enjoy the service and great to see you all here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. James Westminster on this very cold morning. As many of you know, our service today is going to be a little bit different. But before we get into those details, we do have a number of announcements. So Julie, why don't you come on up, and Michael's going to start us off.
I start off with a little bit of unfortunate news. Some of you may know Margaret George. She used to sit in the back corner. She was well into her 90s. She's passed away. And so a service for Margaret will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock here at St. James.
Good morning, everyone. Many of you know that I work for Indwell, and Indwell is opening a new 50-unit building, the site of the old nursing home on Elmwood Place, not far from here. We're looking for 50 welcome baskets of cleaning supplies and hygiene items, and I signed us up to do one. So there's a list in the hall, and if you're so inclined to purchase something for somebody moving from homelessness into a new permanent home, you can sign up out there. There's quite a few spots left. And we still have about 15 baskets that haven't been claimed by other churches and businesses and groups. So if you're part of an organization like a service club or a book club, or you want to organize your neighbors or something, see me and I can send you the information. It's about $300 worth of items, and we put it right in the person's apartment. So when they move in, often with very few belongings, they have what they need to get started. So thanks a lot. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I have a couple of coming soons. So next Sunday is our Vestry Sunday. So just come out after church. We're going to have lunch ready for you. And it's Sarah Mills' famous funeral sandwiches, so you don't want to miss it after that. So right after the long weekend, the Tuesday night, is our pancake supper. It's a community event, so please bring friends, neighbors. We invite everybody from the neighborhood, and we usually get a nice cross-section of folks, so we want to pack the place and really have a great night. So please come to that, Tuesday the 17th. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I have a few more announcements. Shrove Tuesday is on its way. So if you have palms from last year, please begin bringing them in. We have a basket for them so that on Shrove Tuesday, we can burn them and make the ashes for Ash Wednesday. On Ash Wednesday, we will have two services, one at 10 a.m. and then another one at 5, which will be a little quieter. I say quieter because on Ash Wednesday, we will be hosting children from across London who are going to skip school and spend the day learning and praying and sharing together as we mark Ash Wednesday and begin our Lenten journey. So, mark your calendars. Now this morning, things look a little different, they feel a little different, and our service is going to be a little different. This morning we are celebrating the Feast of Candlemas, the day where we remember that Mary and Joseph brought baby Jesus to the temple to present him to God. And we thought that today would be a great day to celebrate with the children of our parish. Some of them have been receiving the Eucharist, receiving the bread and the wine on and off for a while. Others will receive the bread and wine today for the first time. And we are going to celebrate with them all and mark this very important moment in their journey of faith. As a quick reminder, receiving the Eucharist is more about relationship than it is about rules. So everyone is welcome to receive, whether they went to all the Sunday school classes or missed all the Sunday school classes. You are all welcome. Now, kids, like we do on Christmas Eve, there's going to be some times when you're going to come up and there's going to be times when you go back and sit with your families. So same reminder as last time. If you are a wiggler, if you like to get up and wander around, we love this. Just try to bring a grown-up with you. All right? Okay. Maybe we should take a big, deep breath and start our first song.
Be fed. the sign of our Lord. Now in this banquet, Christ is our bread. Here shall all hungers be fed. Bread that is broken, wine that is poured, love is the sign of our Lord. Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring Him praise. Come all untune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him. Struggling in the fight, for His perfect love will never change, and His mercies never cease. Where steady arms of mercy move, perfect hope of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for you have sent us your salvation. Inspire us by your Holy Spirit to recognize him who is the glory of Israel and the light for all nations, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
Walk with me, I will walk with you and build. God's plan, where love shines through. Walk with me, I will walk with you, and build the land that God has planned, where love shines through. Walk with me, I will walk with you, and build the land that God has planned, where love shines through.
This is a story from our sacred story, according to the storyteller Luke. In another place and another time, two friends walked together along a long and lonely roadway. It was quiet, oh so quiet. No other people, no bird song, not even a breeze. Just a sound of their shuffling feet as they walked on and on. And as they walked, they thought about all that had happened over the last 3 days. How their teacher and friend, Jesus, had been arrested and killed on the cross. For what? Feeding people? Helping people? Healing people? They were so very confused and very, very scared. There was nothing left for them in Jerusalem. No more Jesus. His followers in hiding. So they decided to walk home to the village of Emmaus. On they walked. If only things hadn't turned out this way. If only the followers hadn't run away. If only maybe they'd guarded his tomb. For they heard stories from the women that went to visit early that morning, and the stone had been moved and his body gone. If only, if only. On they walked, wrapped up in their thoughts and their sadness, when suddenly they bumped right into a stranger. And the stranger walked alongside them and said, "I couldn't help but notice that you both seem so sad. So weighed down. What could have happened to you?" he asked as he joined them. Well, the one looked up, sighed, and replied, "Where have you been for the last 3 days? Hiding under a rock?" The other replied, a bit more gently, "Our teacher and friend was killed just 3 days ago. We thought he was going to save us. He was the answer to our prayers, or so we thought, and now we don't know what to do." The stranger smiled, and he reminded them about the prophets of old and the teachings of their leader and how the sacred stories that had been told very, very long ago were now happening. They were amazed and mesmerized by his words. They were challenged and calmed. Mostly they were mystified. How could they have all these feelings at once? But it seemed to them that their footsteps were getting lighter and lighter, and they were standing up taller and taller. Time seemed to fly by, and they walked on so enraptured with the learning and remembering that they were surprised to see that they had walked right up to their house. Just as the stranger made moves to keep on walking, the friends stretched out their arms and beckoned him to stop and stay with them, even just for a little while longer. They welcomed him into their home, where they made him supper. They shared prayers and fond remembrances of their friend. Then the stranger did the most peculiar thing. He picked up the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them to eat.
It was as if time stood still. The bread was delicious, grainy, fragrant, crunchy on the outside, and fluffy and chewy on the inside. It tasted even yummier than anything they had ever eaten. Even yummier than spaghetti, pizza, hot dogs, French fries. It was as if they could taste milk and honey, sunshine and rainfall, comfort and goodness. It tasted heavenly. They looked hard at this stranger who had somehow made this bread more tasty and more satisfying and more. Wouldn't you know it, they finally recognized him. He was their teacher, their brother, and their friend, who they followed, who they loved, who they lost. It was Jesus. And in one moment, in one taste, in one breath, in one heartbeat, one wink of the eye, he was gone. The friends looked at the place Jesus had been sitting, looked at one another, and the one said, "What just happened?" And the other chimed in, "How could we have not seen it? Now what should we do? Should we stay quiet? Should we tell? Will anybody believe us? Will we get in trouble? Should we go back or wait here?" And then without another word, they got up, left the table and the dishes, went out the door, and began the long walk back to the city of Jerusalem. Could hardly contain themselves. In fact, they were so excited to share what had just happened, they hitched up their robes and started running and running back to Jerusalem, back to find the rest of Jesus' followers. "How could we have not seen?" the one said. "But didn't you feel it?" the other asked. "Were not our hearts set on fire by his words to us on the road?" And they felt so full, not in that can't eat another thing or I'll burst kind of full, but a fullness that felt so good that they felt at peace, refreshed, energized, and oh so joyful, so full that they were bursting to tell the story, so full that they had to share the good news of how they had known it was Jesus the moment he broke the bread. They ran and they ran, every footfall, every heartbeat, every breath, hurtling them back to where the story all began, where they thought it had ended, and where it would continue in a new way, a way that is stretched out on a roadway through time into today, into this place where we still journey, hear stories, remember, sing, and pray, where we gather at God's holy table and share in a forever meal, a feast, a banquet that feeds us so that we can get up and walk out of this holy place to feed the world.
So I know the big people can't see me when I'm sitting down here, but I'm hoping that if I sit here, the kids will come and sit with me. We're gonna have a short talk. And you can bring your grown-ups with you for sure.
Awesome.
Hi. How are you? Good. Hi.
Hello.
Excellent. Some of the grown-ups are sitting on the ground. I'm sitting on a tiny stool. We'll see who is smarter at the end. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming to sit with me. I have a question for you this morning. Have you ever noticed that the windows in the church are different than the windows at most of our homes? Yes. Can anyone tell me how they're different?
They're colorful, they have pictures.
It's kind of what everyone else was going to say too. Teddy? You can't really see out because of all the pictures. Right. So, you guys are right. A lot of our windows have pictures in them, and they tell stories, usually stories from the Bible. So, if we look over here, we can see Jesus telling a young man that part of following Jesus is giving money to the poor. You can't keep it all for yourself. And then way up there, I can't see it, but way up there behind the high altar, you can see Jesus having supper with his friends just before he dies. Way back there, you can see Jesus standing in the shed where Joseph worked as a carpenter. Over here, right by the playground, we have a great picture of Jesus walking with two friends. So this picture is a picture of the story that Jerry just told us. It's called the Emmaus window because it's the story of the road to Emmaus. So Jesus and his friends are walking along the road and Jesus is explaining all kinds of stuff to them, but they just don't seem to realize that it's Jesus. Now this is one of my favorite stories. Can you guess why it's one of my favorites? No? Okay. Did you want to guess something? It's about Jesus. Solid guess. Solid guess. Love it. All the best stories are about Jesus. It's one of my favorites because in the story, we remember that God has given us special ways to meet Jesus. Now, here's the thing. Like a lot of grown-ups, I like reading books. And I like talking about the stuff that's in those books. And because I like doing that, sometimes I get stuck. And I think that reading books about Jesus and talking about the books of Jesus are the best way to know Jesus. And it's good. I'm not going to stop reading those books. But this story reminds us that it's not necessarily the best, and it's definitely not the only way to know Jesus. Jerry just reminded us that Jesus talked and talked and talked to his friends all day, and they still didn't know it was him. It wasn't until Jesus picked up the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them that they saw that it was Jesus there with them the whole time. There is something special, something that it's hard to explain in words, that happens when we do the same thing. When we say thank you to God for the bread and the wine, when we bless it and break it, and we share in the Eucharist together. It's what we call a mystery. Something that even the smartest person you could ever meet still would not fully understand. And still, it's true that when we trust God, when we do what Jesus has asked us to do, and we share in the bread and the wine together, Jesus shares his life with us and helps us to become more like him every day. So thank you for letting me talk to you for a few minutes. I have to warn you,
Jerry made that bread sound really, really tasty. And I don't want you to be surprised. Our bread may not be as tasty as Jerry described. Your grown-ups will tell you. And before you head back to your grown-ups, I need one more favor from someone. I might need some help standing up. No? Fair enough. Fair enough. That's fair. All right. Let's everybody sit back in their seats. Please stand. And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please assume a posture of prayer.
Holy God, we thank you for our time together today, for all the households gathered here and those gathered elsewhere. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for Christians everywhere and for all people who try to follow you. Help us to follow your ways. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God.
God, we pray for the leaders and future leaders of our country. Send us leaders with a heart for goodness and truth. We hold them in our hearts.
And we lift them up to you, God.
God, we pray for people in our neighborhood, our country, and around the world, for everyone who needs help, and for everyone who is hungry or sick. We hold them in our hearts.
And we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for these especially on our hearts and minds in this parish. David, Kelly, Denise, Maureen, Terry, Curtis, Charles, Cheryl, Mary, Pat, Stavros, Leah, Greg, Brian, Peter and Iris, Arnold and Marilyn, Jim and Marg. Make your presence known to them, Lord. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God.
God, we pray for the helpers, for everyone who answers your call to love. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God.
God, we pray for all those who have died, especially those close to us. Today, we especially remember Margaret George. Hold them close to you, Lord. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God.
God, we pray for all of these things and for everything we are thinking and feeling but haven't said out loud. We hold them in our hearts.
And we lift them up to you, God. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you. Peace, Eliza. Oh, thank you. Peace, Victoria. Peace. Peace.
Thanks for playing.
Oh, my pleasure. No. Okay. Got it.
I'd like to invite the little people and the families back up and gather around the table. This is a great chance to see up close what we're doing. So come on and take a look. You can stand all the way around. You can even come up behind. I don't bite, I promise. Come gather around. So what do you guys see on the table? You see, it's pretty high up here, but that's because I'm really tall. What do you see on the table? Wine, and we've got bread here. And Teddy and Alice brought up the bread and wine. So we're going to say a special prayer thanking God for everything that's on this table, except my cell phone. Let us pray. Almighty God, accept the joyful offering of your church and grant that your Son may shine in us the light that lightens every nation. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
So the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Really? Why? Why is it right to give our thanks and praise?
Listen, and we will hear.
Lord of life, you created the universe, where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and cherish. You give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with angels and to sing your praise. Loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine might be for us Christ's body and blood. Why do we share this bread and this wine? On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like our Savior Jesus. How do we follow Jesus?
Listen and we will hear.
Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward toward that day where suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Mary and Saint Joseph and Saint James and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ, who is the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
from this remembrance that Christ died for you. Preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. This is the body of Christ broken for you. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. This is the body of Christ.
Made of living.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you fulfilled the hope of Simeon, who did not die till he had welcomed the Messiah. Complete in us your perfect will, that we in Christ may share in your eternal kingdom, for he is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And we say together, glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
We come now to the part of the service where we give the blessing. And we thought today would be very special to give all of the kids who just received communion these beautiful olive wood crosses. Something to have and to hold. And so if you came up for the first time or were around the table as a young one, please come up and we'll say a blessing and you'll get these lovely, lovely olive crosses. So please come back up. There's lots of movement in a service like this. It's great. So let us pray. Loving God, you were presented in the temple when you were just a child. As these children have gathered around this altar, your altar, and received holy things, we ask you to send your blessing upon them. And bless these crosses, that they might be a reminder of your presence in their life, that they may shine with your light to all the world. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with all of us and remain with us all. Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Pretty sure there's cake in the hall.
Wow.
To that land, come and go.